Now we will enter the feelings of further separation from Krishna. We will accompany Krishna on his way to Mathura.
When we begin, just as when we begin chanting, what we have to do is focus and understand what we are trying to do. Chant with intention and chant with connection. Because it is no ordinary mantra that we chant. And what we're going to hear is no ordinary talk about an ordinary person. Because in the hearing process and in the chanting process, we meet Krishna, because Krishna is there in both, in his holy names and in Krishna Katha. So, please fix in your mind beautiful Krishna. Everyone has a form of Krishna that they hold most dear, a deity, a painting. Just fix him in your mind, because he is going to enter the city of Mathura with Balaram and Akura on a new chariot that was given by Kamsa specifically to bring Krishna to Mathura for the purpose of killing him. He had set a trap to kill Krishna. And Akura, a great devotee, he took Krishna from Vrindavan, well knowing Kamsa's plan, but understanding it was Kamsa who was going to be killed. So as this intrigue was going on, Kamsa thinking he was going to kill Krishna, and Akura knowing, and Krishna knowing, that it was going to be Kamsa who was going to die, the residents of Vrindavan did not care for this at all. When Uddhava goes to Vrindavan, which is in chapter 46 of the 10th canto, he begins speaking to Nanda Maharaj. And Nanda Maharaj and he have a very interesting conversation that we won't speak of now. But a little bit I'll tell you, just to give us a hint of the separation of the residents of Vrindavan, how Krishna was everything to them, everything to them. Nanda Maharaj greeted Uddhava, but there was nothing in the house to feed him, because they had not cooked since Krishna had left. And this was months after Krishna had gone. So he found some sweet rice, not found some, he begged some, brought some, and fed Uddhava. And then in the whole chapter, Uddhava is watching the ecstatic love of Nanda Maharaj. And he understands that Nanda Maharaj is not going to be able to live more than 1 or 2 days, 3 days without Krishna. So he decides that I'm going to have to lessen his love, bring his love down. So what does he do? He preaches to Nanda Maharaj and says, your boy, you may think of him as your son, but actually he is the super soul in everyone's heart. He tells him spiritual truth. He is Lord Narayan. He is in everyone's heart, even the hearts of every resident of Vrindavan. But the special quality of the residents of Vrindavan is, whether they know truths about Krishna's position, or that knowledge is covered by their love, it doesn't make any difference. Their love neither decreases nor increases by this knowledge. Their love is so fixed and so powerful, so deep. Like the depths of the ocean. On the ocean depths, when there is a storm on the surface, it is not affected at all. So similarly, Nanda Maharaj, he was not at all moved. His love was not lessened. And Uddhava was amazed, and his amazement was going to increase further when he, in chapter 47, Brahmargit, the song of the bumblebee, of the bee, when he meets the Braja Gopikas. But in that whole chapter, while Krishna is, while Uddhava is speaking to Nanda Maharaj, Mother Yashoda does not say one word. She cannot speak. She does not speak to Nanda Maharaj. She is angry at Nanda Maharaj, and she's feeling so much separation. But you have returned, she's thinking to Nanda Maharaj. You have returned without Krishna. How could you have done that? How could you have done that? And Nanda Maharaj is in an opposite mood, thinking, you have gone crazy? Can't you see Krishna? He's here. He's everywhere. You don't see him? So these are the different manifestations of love and separation, the longing for Krishna and the meeting with Krishna. This is the play of Krishna's energies. And now we are not with Krishna. We are with Krishna because He is the absolute truth. That means nothing is separate from Krishna. We are with Krishna. We are under His care. But we have turned our back and don't recognize this. And we don't miss Krishna. There's a very interesting verse that we will get to very, very soon. We'll hear something very special about the residents of Mathura. Because Krishna, he enters Mathura. And unavoidably, as we heard yesterday, the cowherd men and the cowherd boys went by bullock cart. And because they went on a straight path from Nandagaon to Mathura, they arrived before Krishna and Balaram and Akura. Because Krishna, the chariot, was going this way and that way and this way and that way. Akura didn't wish the residents of Vrindavan to follow him because he had a mission, and that mission was to kill Kamsa. And also, Krishna had bathed, or rather Akura had bathed in the Jamuna, and that had taken some time, and he had seen a wonderful vision. An ecstatic vision of Lord Gobadakshay Vishnu and Anantashesha, and he understood that this was Krishna and Balaram. And then, when they went those last kilometers to Mathura, along the road, everyone had heard about Krishna, and everyone was staring at this chariot. Because they were looking at the beautiful face of Krishna. And Krishna looked at every single person, glanced at them, and smiled at them as he was going down the road. He was making one person satisfied, Akura, and so many people on the path, He was making others in Vrindavan cry. He had sent a message to Mother Yashoda. He had sent a message to the gopis too. Ayasye, Supremna, with love, I'm coming, I will come. And he had sent a message to Mother Yashoda too. And that message was, oh Ma, please, please, make me something to eat. So that when I arrive in Mathura, after a long journey, and I will be hungry, I will be able to eat, otherwise I will become thin. He knew, and as his mother was cooking for him, she might not live. And then, the cowherd men, Nanda Maharaj, and the boys, they had arrived in Mathura. But Krishna had not come. And the nature of prema is anxiety. The nature of love is to worry about the beloved. So they were thinking, Nanda Maharaj, he hasn't come. It's been hours already. He hasn't come. Has something happened on the path? What has happened to Krishna? And he sent one of the cowherd boys to climb to a very high place, perhaps a tree, and look down the road for Krishna, for that chariot, for the dust of the chariot. That would mean that Krishna and Balaram were coming on that chariot carried by Akura. Just imagine. This type of imagination is good. Just imagine missing Krishna. What happened to Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? It is said that after Mahaprabhu took sannyas, and he went to Kanai Natashala. And he saw Krishna there. And then he ran towards Krishna. And Krishna vanished. He ran to Krishna to embrace him, and Krishna vanished. And from that time onward, after taking initiation, from that time onward, no other words Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur said came from his mouth other than, where is Krishna? Can you show me where Krishna is? Show me where the Lord of my life is? Where the Lord of my life is? Can you show me where Krishna is? It is an anxiety. It is an anxiety that's part of the sadhana of Krishna consciousness, but it is an anxiety that's part of the sadhya also, because the residents of Vrindavan are experiencing this when their eyes blink in Krishna's presence. Where is Krishna? How can I tolerate this? The blinking of the eyes, they cannot tolerate if it separates them from Krishna. So just imagine what it was like for the cowherd men who had been waiting for Krishna, longing to see Krishna, and the cowherd boys, and one had climbed the tree. And then suddenly he saw the chariot and he called out, he's coming, he's coming, he's coming. The rise of ecstasy, the anticipation that I will look soon at the beautiful face of Krishna. I will be able to embrace him again. When there is no love, there is no emotion, either in separation or in meeting. And when Krishna is the center of that, although it may appear tearful and sad, it is actually the greatest form of ecstasy. Because Krishna is present both in meeting and separation. It was the time for Nanda Maharaj and the cowherd men in Mathura to be ecstatic in meeting Krishna. And then when they came, they did not enter the city. They stayed outside. And Krishna actually slept under the carts. He's a village boy. He preferred that. And Akura, after the meeting, the ecstatic meeting of Nanda Maharaj and the cowherd men and the cowherd boys and Krishna and Balaram, then Krishna said to Akura, now just imagine what he was going through in his ecstatic love for Krishna. He had been with Krishna, he had traveled with Krishna on this chariot for hours, for a whole day. And then Krishna said, now you can go to your home. And Akura didn't say, okay. How could he? How could he? He had love for Krishna. It can't be compared to the love of the residents in Vrindavan, but he loved Krishna. He was associating with Krishna. And then Krishna says, you go ahead. You go ahead, and I will come later. And he could not say, okay, good idea. What time? It was intolerable for him. It was his time to cry now. And in Krishna consciousness, everyone gets their time to cry and everyone gets their time to be happy. And they're both centered on Krishna. And they're both full of Krishna. And they're both, of course, spiritual, transcendental. So Akura said, no, no, Krishna, no, no. I have a plan. You please come to my house. You can bring all the cowherd men. You're staying outside here in your carts. Come to my house. We'll take care of you. Please come. You will purify my house. All my my ancestors, they'll all be so satisfied. How could I leave you? Please don't send me away. Please, please, please come to my house. Please. And he called them at this time Yadu Uttama, the best of the Yadus. And Krishna's mood at this time was as a member of the Yadu dynasty. And he said to Akura, he said to the gopis, Ayase itti doti kai, Ayase, I will come. And he said, Ayase to Akura too, Abhyaiga, I'm just now coming. And Krishna gives us that promise too. And Krishna did come back. And he did go to the house of Akura. I will go, but after I kill the enemy of the Yadu Chakra, the circle of Yadus, the enemy of the Yadu dynasty. He didn't mention Kamsa by name. But Akura knew. You go now. And Akura went to Kamsa and told him he had fulfilled his mission as requested. And he went home. And you know what he did in his home? We can think of 10,000 things that he didn't do. And the one thing that he did do was that he was just waiting. He was waiting and waiting. When will Krishna come? When will Krishna come? when will Krishna come? He made his house just right, perfect, clean, etc., for Krishna's coming. And that is our process of Krishna consciousness, make the house of the heart perfect and clean, just waiting for Krishna and not getting distracted by so many other things, just waiting for Krishna. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? When will he come? When will he come? And then Krishna and the cowherd boys, they entered the city of Mathura. And it was the late afternoon. And Krishna willing, tomorrow we shall hear about their entrance into Mathura and how wonderful it was. It is said that the arches of the wonderful and opulent city of Mathura were like raised eyebrows of the city that was so ecstatic at the return of Krishna.